If you have been considering cataract surgery, it's time to explore dropless cataract surgery at New Vision Eye Center. With this procedure, there is no need to use eye drops in the days and weeks following your surgery. For many patients, this option is liberating. Consult with Drs. Paul Minotti and Stephen Tate. You will always benefit from the latest technology at New Vision Eye Center. Call New Vision Eye Center for a consultation or second opinion. Your eyesight deserves world-class eye care. Visit newvisioneyecenter.com or call
772-257-8700. 10, 9, 8.
Why did the countdown stop? Because it's the countdown to Buzz TV Channel 1098, Comcast Xfinity, and it's here. Local content for Sebastian Vero and Fort Pierce. Tune in for local info, happenings, and fun, including all the great Planet Vero TV shows from 8 to 10 a.m. and p.m. Dial in Channel 1098 for Buzz TV on your Comcast Xfinity box and discover what the buzz is all about.
Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us each and every week as we cover all of those amazing opportunities throughout the Treasure Coast. Anna Valencia Tillery here, and a special shout out to our friends over at True Colors Salon, open 6 days a week. They do, in fact, have extended hours for us working guys and gals that would like to still look and feel our best in this COVID climate. They are adhering to the policy of making an appointment and wearing masks, but the salon itself is huge. So social distancing is not an issue, and they have lots of fun new colors in. So you see something online that you've fallen in love with and you say, I want that to be my new look. Well, they can make it happen over at True Colors Salon and Spa right here in Vero Beach on Old Dixie. They are sponsors of the program, and we appreciate them. Also, I have a terrific guest. I can't wait to share some of this information. But along the lines of what she's going to be covering, I would like to also give thanks to our friends over at White Glove Moving and Storage. Talk about a terrific and diverse company headquartered right here in Indian River County along the Treasure Coast. They are hiring. So if you know of anyone that's looking to join a great team that wants excellent benefits, paid time off, and the ability to be part of an organization that values its staff and is big in supporting the community as a whole, then have them join us, or at least apply online at whitegloveusa.com. Under resources, they can apply. There's an application online, super simple. At White Glove, we're here to help with all the heavy lifting, near or far, whether you're moving across the street, across the state, or across the country. It's always a free estimate, and we do believe in giving back to the community. So if that's important to you when you do business with someone, well, then look no further than White Glove to help with all the heavy lifting. And speaking of being important in giving back to the community and being a key player in helping to elevate your team and your staff and individuals as a whole, I have with us on the line the one and only Emily McHugh. She is our new regional program coordinator for the Women's Business Enterprise Council, affectionately referred to as WBEC of Florida for the Treasure Coast in the Palm Beach region. So again, remember, with our broadcast changing a bit, we have a wider territory to cover, and this is just such a perfect fit because the mission of the WBEC is to certify, champion, and connect women-owned businesses. And Emily, I know that you are going to be able to share with our listeners such great information. Congratulations on the new role and welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you so much, Anna. It's a pleasure to be here. A pleasure to be talking to you today.
You know, this is very interesting to me because there, as I learned, seven different certifications that businesses can have the opportunity to secure in order to be able to get work with larger corporations throughout the state and throughout the country. And having this woman-owned certification is something that needs to be done through your organization, correct?
Yes, it is. So in light of the different opportunities that exist, there are different types of certifications, and I think this is where a lot of people sometimes wonder, how do they differ? So you have certifications at the state level, federal level, and so forth, but for us, for WeBank, WBEC Florida is the regional partner organization for WeBank, which is a national organization, the Women's Business Enterprise National Council, which is the third largest certifier of women-owned businesses in the country. So we have a lot of reach and a lot of influence in terms of how highly regarded this particular certification is. So it's all relative to the market that you're going after, which certification may best suit your needs. So we always ask people, we want to make sure it's a good fit. It may not be necessarily for everyone, and we want to make sure that you will be successful, you have the opportunity to be successful with it, that it meets your business strategy and criteria. So you have certain eligibility requirements for all these different certifications, but for the WeBank certification in particular, you have to own, manage, and control your business and be a 51% owner, woman-owned business. So it can't just be a 50-50 partnership. You have to own at least 51% of the business. Criteria for this particular certification. But it is highly regarded by all the major corporations in the United States. All the big names you can think of would look highly upon the WeBank certification.
That's interesting, because I know that there's a number of national partners that they in turn are able to benefit from giving business to these businesses that do in fact take the time to go through the certification process, which is something that is renewable annually. Right. And is a requirement of one's time and energy. So it's one of those things that once you do it and you've made the investment, you just want to keep it alive. Right.
Yes, absolutely. And especially once you see the benefits of it. And just like anything else, you have to use it to your advantage. It's not just by nature of getting a certification that you automatically get contracts. That is not at all the case. But we certainly provide opportunities and help to open the doors for people to meet the types of companies that they'd want to do business with. And I'll give you a specific example. We had a client in Palm Beach that was interested in doing more business with airports. And we have contacts at quite a few major airports, and we were able to connect her to the supplier diversity officer who does connect with the buying agents for that particular airport. And she's now in discussions with them to sell them products. So that's the type of things that we can do depending on the business focus that a company has.
Emily, that's really good to know, because I personally love good examples, good stories, so that it really clicks and resonates with our listeners. And for the Treasure Coast and Palm Beach region, we do in fact have 94 women business enterprises that have in fact gone through the certification process. And in total of just those 94 businesses, they employ over 2,100 people in our area. That is outstanding. With the average number of years of business of 15, that just goes to show some of the longevity of these women being able to put their heart and soul into something. And I really feel, and I know that we got to engage with Nancy earlier, which she was such a joy to be able to learn a bit about the WBEC Florida's entire overall goals. But like she said, so many women treat their companies and their employees like family. And with that being said, you can see that the average number of years in business and the average number of years of certification speak to that, that it's something that they really value and invest in year after year, which I just adore those numbers.
Yes, it's really incredible and quite astounding. And to show that the type of success that these women businesses have. And many times it's kind of like under the radar. People don't realize which companies are having, you know, women business owners just by chance. But, well, not by chance, that they're owners, but say that they don't know that they are. But yes, referring to Nancy Allen, who is our president and CEO of WBEC Florida, and she is definitely a champion of women-owned businesses, having been doing this for, I think, almost 20 years now in the state of Florida. And she's also on the board of our national organization, WeBank. So she has direct connections with many of these corporations. There's just a wealth of access and resources available here on the Treasure Coast and Palm Beach for our women-owned businesses to know that, you know, I always say that the degree of separation is not six, it's one. You just need to know the one right person and you will be connected to what you need. And it's available, just making people aware. And that's why this is such a great opportunity just to share the word, let people know that we're here, we have resources that you can access to help and benefit to grow your business.
Okay. Now, before we go on a commercial break, I do want to quickly highlight, and then we will describe it in further detail after our break. However, because this is open for all local women in business, and because we want to introduce the concept and showcase the many services and various educational components and the like, we do have our first inaugural virtual meetup on Thursday, August 27th from 5:30 to 7. Now, this is going to be via Zoom, right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. So this is going to give an opportunity for local women in business to connect and to meet other women, share best practices, make connections socially, and to collaborate in business. So, Emily, if ladies are listening right now and saying, you know what, this upcoming Thursday, I happen to have some time available. I want to see how I can take my business to the next level, whether they've been in business for 1 year, 3 years, or 30. What is a good way for them to go about securing their spot on this Zoom from 5:30 to 7 on Thursday, the 27th?
Well, the first thing they'll want to do is to go to our website, which is www.WBECFlorida.org. So WBECFlorida.org, and go in there and sign up for our newsletters, sign up for our notifications, which will include access to all these programs and events. And in addition to that, we have an events tab on the website, and they can click to register for the link to the Zoom call. Also, they can visit our Facebook page, which is the same name, WBEC Florida, and we're at WBEC Florida, and that's also our handle on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And they just go on there, they'll see the events, and then they can register directly that way as well.
Wonderful. And then it's also important for our listeners to know that there are other opportunities, even if you don't seek the certification, because perhaps it is the 50-50 split business, or perhaps you're like myself, you are a higher executive within the company, however, you don't actually own it. There's still opportunities with WBEC. We're going to learn about that with Emily when we get back. I do want to give a special shout out to our friends over at Foxy Nails, open 7 days a week by appointment. Pamper yourself, ladies and gentlemen. When you get a rain day and you are bored, you don't know what to do, you go get a manicure or pedicure. And better still, they have lots of hand sanitizers and face masks available for purchase of assorted sizes, so you can basically knock out your back-to-school sanitizer and mask requirement while also being pampered. I mean, I can't say it any better, folks. It's what us ladies do. We're multitaskers. So again, Foxy Nails, located in the Fresh Market Plaza in Vero, thank you for your ongoing support and sponsorship. We have more in store with Emily McHugh of WBEC, where to go, what to try, and how to give back. The Treasure Coast Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, treasurecoast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today. Welcome back. Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the region. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. We love us some Caliber Home Loans. That's right. If you are looking for home ownership as we get ready to transition into the latter part of the second half of the year, and you want to just talk numbers, it's a complimentary consultation. Caliber Home Loans can get you into the home of your dreams. They use local appraisers, and they keep all of their loans in-house. So that's very valuable if you want your existing home to appraise well. And I'm just telling you, they can really give you some tips and tricks to help stay on task so that come later in the year or in the new year, you can get the house that you've always dreamed of. It's going to be excellent. You will thank me later. Caliber Home Loans, we appreciate you. The Premier Women's Network now has two luncheons, the second Friday of every month in Vero Beach and the third Wednesday of every month in Stuart. We're very excited about that. Visit VeroPremierWomen'sNetwork.com to see if it's a good fit for you or to possibly secure a speaking spot. Say that three times fast. It will be a lot of fun. You'll be so glad. We, of course, are adhering to all CDC protocols and social distancing while also trying to make it informative and fun with a limited number of ladies, both in Vero and Stuart, moving forward through the end of the year. And a lady who comes to our lunches and has a wealth of information to share with our gals in attendance, as well as our listeners here today, Emily McHugh. She's the new regional program coordinator for the Women's Business Enterprise Council of Florida, servicing the Treasure Coast and Palm Beach. Just one of a couple regions in Florida, really. So congratulations, Emily. This is really excellent to know that this is existing and thriving right here in our own backyard. And the best part is even if there's women that are listening right now that don't necessarily own over 50% of the company or the controlling, managing interests of it, they can still, in fact, participate with WBEC, right?
Absolutely. And we are launching our new membership program, which provides access to our training, our workshops, and our weekly event. So that is open to any woman-owned business, or not, as you just said, not just woman-owned business. It's just automatic for me to say that. But women who are interested in business, or they may work for a company and they're thinking, you know, maybe I want to start a business or just would like to know more about the process of maybe starting a company. This is a great opportunity, and so it can support you wherever you are in your executive level of your business or working for someone else. There is a support network as well as an educational environment to grow professionally. So professional development, and we have weekly programs. So we have our weekly town hall, which is was on Mondays, but now it's on Wednesdays. So for those of you who are listening who may have known it to be on Mondays, it has now changed to Wednesdays at 1 o'clock. And we alternate it with our coffee with a corporate. So we invite one of our corporate sponsors who offers maybe contract opportunities to small businesses to to come on and share some of those opportunities and what it takes to work with corporations.
Oh, that's good.
So that's coming up at least twice a month. When people sign up at wbecflorida.org, they will get all the notifications. Also, we have our monthly meetups that you mentioned before that's coming up. This week, the first one here on the Treasure Coast, and we'll have those monthly. And this month, I'm actually going to be at Salt Beauty Bar in Fort Pierce. Now, this is still a virtual event, but I thought it would be kind of cool to go somewhere where we might have had it in person. And the ladies over at Salt Beauty Bar are so amazing. They just recently opened their business, so that would be a cool place to go.
Love that idea. Yeah.
For a photo shoot, and I'm like, you know what? I think this place would be great. Anyway, so that's what we're going to do so people feel like they're somewhere, even though they're at home.
I love that. That's really going to be quite fun. And an example of the timing, is it always going to be that last Thursday of the month for the virtual meetups? Or does it change?
Well, for now, that's the goal, that it be that date, unless, of course, it coincides with a holiday like a Thanksgiving or so. But we will adjust it. But for now, that's the goal, that it be on that, the last Thursday of the month or the fourth Thursday.
I think that sounds so nice to be inside the Salt Beauty Spa while you're broadcasting to some other incredible ladies and giving them some tips. I love that during these virtual meetups, too, that we're going to be sharing those best practices, make those connections, collaborate in business, and just showcase some terrific ladies. And again, that's going to be Thursday, August 27th, 5:30 to 7. And if they want to register for the Zoom, you can go to wbecflorida.org. You can find them on Facebook and Instagram and link directly from there. And Emily, if folks are thinking, my goodness, I want to learn more, I want to potentially secure these ladies as a speaker, like you all will be speaking at the Premier Women's Network in Vero and in Stewart down the road, how do they go about reaching you? What's the best way to contact you?
Well, I will direct them again to our website because it has all of our contact information there as well, wbecflorida.org. But my direct email, they're welcome to reach out to me, Emily McHugh, so that's EmilyMchugh at wbecflorida, spelled out, .org.
Now, Emily, I know we didn't mention this yet. However, you are also an author. Would you care to tell our listeners a little bit more?
Well, I'm the author of The Little Girl's Guide to Entrepreneurship, What I Know Now That I Sure Wish I Knew Then. And it's a compilation. It's actually semi-autobiographical as well as a compilation of my experience over the past 20-plus years, having had my own business, Kasuri, and the highs, the lows, the ups and downs, the things that we learned the hard way, maybe, and that we can share this experience with other business owners so that they can learn from what we did and maybe have an easier time of it. But we also share our successes. There are many things that we did that were really great and how we went about working with large corporations. And that's one of the things that we did when we were just starting out small and the lessons we learned from that process. So now with WBEC Florida, I'm able to kind of take that foundation and infuse it into what we're doing with our business owners so that they can learn from these best practices as well. And our CEO, Nancy Allen, she recently launched her book, which is The Decision to Scale, which is really a program to help women-owned businesses learn. Well, again, I default to saying women-owned businesses, but anyone who wants to make the decision of how to grow their business and with tips, 25 tips to do that. So with these books, my book, Nancy's book, our businesses really have some great resources to access so that they can grow and learn and expedite their success.
And what was the name of Nancy's book again?
It's called The Decision to Scale.
To Scale.
To Scale.
I love it. That is incredible to know that you ladies come from that type of background and that that's just the tip of the iceberg that comes from being able to collaborate with the WBEC of Florida and to continue to champion fellow ladies in business, whether they own it or they're advancing through it, because why not come to the powers that be and say, here's some tips that we can implement quickly to help us to scale or to be that much better in our region and serving our customers as a whole. So I completely agree. WBECFlorida.org, Emily McHugh. I look forward to engaging with you more and hopefully being able to be a part of the Thursday, August 27th, 5:30 to 7, first inaugural virtual meetup. Thank you kindly for being a part of the program, Emily. It's such a pleasure.
Thank you, Anna. It's been wonderful.
And remember, ladies and gentlemen, the treasurecoastinsider.us. Support our sponsors. Until next week, cheers.